This is Kellen from Wizard Tricks, and we got a really cool episode for you guys with the order today. I'm going to go ahead and let everyone introduce themselves, and then we'll go ahead and get started.
Hi, I'm Keaton from the Daily Dobby.
Hi, I'm Clay from the Daily Dobby.
I'm Mark Zillman from Zillman Plays.
Hi, I'm Gita from the Portkey Adventures.
Awesome. Cool, guys. Glad you guys are all here again. Thanks for joining me on this call. It's going to be a fun episode. So today we're going to talk a little bit about what the fairness is going to be for rule players and what that may look like. We know a little bit because of Pokemon Go and Ingress, but what is that going to look like in Wizards Unite? And what do you think Niantic has learned from Pokemon Go and Ingress that they can maybe implement to make it a good experience for all players within Wizards Unite?
Well, personally, the new game that just came out was Ghostbusters World. That's the newest AR game that I know of so far that just came out. And I think it would be smart of Niantic to follow an example of Ghostbusters World, because what Ghostbusters World did was they basically made their own Pokestop. It's a portal, but it's only used for that player. So there goes your trespassing issues. So no one else can see this Pokestop at the time. So it's only used for that player. So that would help out with the rural people, so they don't have to travel 6 miles to their nearest Pokestop to get their materials.
Cool. Has anyone else played Ghostbusters? I've actually not played that yet.
I haven't either, and there's one reason I don't think that they would implement that. Niantic, more so than the other games, seem to really encourage people to go out and actually like walk around. And I feel like if you had that, then people would abuse being able to just sit at home and play all day. You know, like if it were Pokemon Go and you had a Pokestop right next to you, then you could just set lures off all day and fill up your bag all day and potentially never even have to leave your place. I feel like the Pokestop submission is definitely a good step towards helping them, as well as this new addition to letting it track your distance when you're not even playing the game, because if you walk the 50 kilometers a week, then you are going to get all those awesome rewards. So there's some steps towards it, but it's definitely still not equal gameplay.
Yeah, I track a lot of my fitness through Google Fit, so I'll be well happy for that feature.
You're going to be making out with Pokeballs, man. You're going to have us like deleting Pokeballs from your bag with all the...
I have no normal balls anymore. I'm all great balls.
If anyone uses a Go Plus, though, you know that Pokeballs are like precious. So,
I think I got like 250 great balls or something. That's from mostly from gifts.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I agree. I mean, there's if you're just sitting at home and playing, that's really everything Niantic does. Almost everything, anyways, is all about getting players out of their house. Everything they incentivize you, and that's why you don't see any double XP general events anymore, because people sit at home and play, and that's how they rack up their experience. So, I mean, they definitely want people out. So, I think the challenge for Niantic on this, and maybe you guys can each touch on this point, is how do you make it easy enough for a player to leave their home without having to drive very far? Like, for instance, the closest Pokestop to where I am currently is like a 7 or 8 minute drive, and it's one Pokestop. So that's hard. No one's going to drive 7 or 8 minutes to spend one Pokestop. So how do you make it possible for players to be incentivized to leave their home in a rural area without making it too difficult?
There were the equivalent of incense, but for items. And maybe you were awarded one every so often for free, so that it's not like, well, we have to pay to win. You know, like everybody is given this, and then if you walk so far, then you get this many items, you know?
Yeah, well, there is in Pokemon Go, or it, not Pokemon Go, but in the main series game, there's an item called the Item Finder where you can like walk around and find items. There is another spell in Harry Potter called Osseo, so you can maybe get some stuff via that. So it could be something that you do. Any else want to touch on that? Any ideas?
Is it lack of Pokestops, or is it just lack of like submissions? So then, do you have any like play parks around them which aren't Pokestops?
There's like a gym, for instance, but there's just a lack unless you drive into like the downtown area of this city, then you don't really find very much.
Yeah, because my area, because it was a new build, there was like nothing around. But luckily, because of my ingress level, I was able to submit loads, and I've actually had two approved this week. And I went to my local store, and I bumped into about 8 people playing Pokemon Go around one of them, which is quite nice. I had a random raid. But I think a lot of these games play differently. And like, if it's rural for me, I have an advantage that I can take a gym over, and I'm pretty much guaranteed 50 coins every time I do it.
Yeah, for sure. Clay, do you guys have anything to add to that? And what do you guys think about any of those ideas?
I think it would be great if they add a lot more walking events where, like you said, you could get items or find things for walking. Like last time you guys were talking about scavenger hunts for artifacts and stuff in the game. Mm-hmm. And I think that'd be great if you had to walk a certain distance to find stuff like that.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Or even if they did geolocation, maybe they do bonuses for rural areas where you do have to walk more to each Pokestop, where you get bonus depending on like the area you're in. I mean, I don't know if they'd get a lot of slack for that, but that's an idea.
They are aware of population on their maps.
Yeah, they could do it by population, yeah.
So that's a really good idea, seeing how, personally, our community, it's a fairly small community, but that's good for Pokemon Go because the smaller the community, the stronger relationship you build with that team.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, we talked a little bit on the last episode about one of the great things we're looking forward to for Wizards Unite is the fact that you really grow as a community in a lot of ways. What do you think they could do to prevent spoofing? And then not necessarily keep it from happening, but disincentivize players or incentivize players to not spoof or not need to spoof.
If there were more to do that weren't you have to go to this point of interest, then I think that would help. And then, like I said in the last episode, I feel like the regional Pokemon are a huge reason that people spoof. So, I mean, now I feel like maybe it would help the fact that we know that if we just wait it out, then we'll get those regional Pokemon. But it's so hard to say with Wizards Unite since we don't know what kind of game it's going to be. What do you guys think?
I thought it was interesting looking at some of those Niantic demos, some of the AR functionality, but use the camera on the phone. So it seems to suggest that you couldn't really spoof it. If you're using this advanced AR mode to spot the other players in the area, you won't see them there. There might be some functions that just won't work if you're spoofing.
Yeah, there's some interesting stuff that Niantic is doing in terms of continuing to build out multiplayer functionality in a live gameplay. And there's some, you know, there's definitely games that are out there currently that aren't necessarily the type of game Pokemon Go or Wizards Unite is going to be, but it does have, you know, multiplayer gameplay. Like there's some shooting games out there on iPhone where you can play multiplayer. And I think we may see that with Niantic and some of the mergers that they've done. You may see more of that and something they may implement to Mark's point.
Definitely with what they were doing just a few weeks ago in Japan where they were beta testing that codename Neon. I could definitely see where you would have to be there in person to play codename Neon. So that would be a good incentive to get people to hopefully play physically. Just like I feel like PvP would potentially do that in Pokemon Go.
Yeah, definitely. PvP would be big, and I think it's something that Niantic is really pushing for before. I think that ultimately that's why we haven't heard a lot about Wizards Unite. I think it's because we haven't heard anything about PvP and Pokemon Go. I think there's a direct correlation between the two. Once you start hearing about PvP, they'll start talking about Wizards Unite. Yeah, go for it, Mark.
Because things like Ingress has all the internal comms system. And that's because the general player is 18 plus, whereas Pokemon has got younger people in, and you've got to be a bit more careful. So it'd be interesting to see where Harry Potter fits in and just what they can and can't do.
That is really interesting because it's that particular feature is something that I feel like a lot of Pokemon Go players want. And I think that's why you find so many strong discords, because Pokemon Go is missing that feature. But you're right. There is some sensitivity to that because the people playing are younger.
It'll be interesting to see what demographic really hones in on Harry Potter Wizards Unite, because I feel like Pokemon in general is one for every age, and Harry Potter is one for every age. But I'm wondering if Pokemon might be accessible for a slightly younger age group.
I think there's people who would definitely be interested in playing it at a younger age. I mean, a lot of what you see with Pokemon Go is people who played it as a kid, played the main series game as a kid, and their kids are playing. They go out with their kids and play. It's almost like an excuse for the parents to play the game is that, oh, I'm playing with my kid. I was like, you played Pokemon Go a lot when you were younger. So... I mean, I know that for a fact. I mean, I have a friend who uses a second account, and when he first created it, he was like, well, my daughter will eventually use it when she gets older, right? So I think you see a lot of that. Do you guys have any ideas on what types of events and festivals could be in Wizards Unite?
Definitely some form of a Harry Potter Fest. Some big event that people can get together and kind of compete against each other. And maybe like the different houses can compete to try to get the house cup or something like that.
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, Gita doesn't like the house idea. She hates that. She like big no-no on that, but I agree. I do think that there probably will be houses, and there likely will be, you're right, like a cup that they play, which is a pretty big part of the book that I think they'll implement from the start. Does anyone else have any other ideas on what kind of festivals there could be?
Well, the wish list.
Which one?
I think it's going to play a little bit more like where the Ingress storyline goes. Mm-hmm. So they have like a long-term storyline going on, and then an event will happen in the story, and then you have to compete against the other teams to do certain tasks, and then whichever team wins decides the next arc of the story.
That's what I was thinking along this story, where you just progress along the story with whichever team wins.
Yeah, I do think that's a cool way to go about it. And like we talked about last time, some of the events they're currently doing, they are using YouTube and storylines to play into what they're doing in Pokemon Go. So there could definitely be some events structured around that type of storyline, type of progression.
And like each group that kind of gets, like each house that gets further ahead would get something to help them, I guess, more than the other teams.
Yeah, some sort of bonus.
Yeah.
I mean, what kind of bonuses that could they do? Does anyone have any ideas of what types of rewards? Like, for instance, they just released rewards for Pokemon Go with the new walking, Pokeballs, eggs, stuff like that. But what types of things do you guys think will be in the game and therefore be worth a reward for events?
Well, I would definitely say, I'm going back to the first Go Fest, where whatever team won actually got to unlock their legendary bird. That would be a cool way to implement the house animals into this game. If, say, Hufflepuff would win, we would unlock the Honey Badger. Or the Badger. It's not a Honey Badger.
Not really Fantastic Beasts.
Well, still.
No. A different beast in the game.
That's if we were to be catching them, but I'm leaning away from that theory recently. It's a tough question, what you're asking.
It is tough. There's so much speculation. It's ultimately because we don't have too much information. I mean, who knows where the game could end up? And you have, yeah. I mean, you definitely have some differences between Ingress and Pokemon Go. You know, it's, you know, what, you know, I think to a certain degree, like, what does Harry Potter have that could be different as well? Because I do think they'll do something different.
I will say this. I don't know what I want, but I know I don't want to be given pets or animals like Hogwarts Mystery has been doing. I don't necessarily want them to, like, give out invisibility cloaks, but, you know, that could be a thing because they just let us raid however many legendaries that we want. So rare could be prizes in this game. I definitely feel like we're going to be brewing potions at some point. I like that idea when other people have brought it up. So maybe there's like levels of potions and like, oh, this potion will help you with this. This potion will help you with this. This potion will help you with this. And then there's rarities to those items. And then the really, really top tier would give you the really rare items to help you with the most intense potion.
Yeah, definitely.
I do think there's going to be like a wizard, because it does mention the wizarding career.
Yeah.
In a very tiny piece of information we had a year ago. I think we'll be skilling up in, I don't know, other potions or defense against the dark arts, or so you'll be like a healer or an attacker. And I think they have to implement Beasts somehow because of the whole franchise of Fantastic Beasts. But I think it could be, I don't know if anyone's played World of Warcraft. And if you're a warlock, you'd have a companion or a minion with you, and they would aid you in your quest. So if you were trying to defeat a monster, you could send it to attack and it would take some of the aggro away. So there could be an element of that in there.
Yeah, I could see that. I don't know if anyone's played Fable either, which, you know, going along the different storylines, you could basically, you know, different choices that you made would change your character and how you interact in the game. And I think there could be something along those lines with what they've done with Ingress. They could implement certain stuff like that in terms of choices and how your character progresses and in the storyline to that as well. Well, cool, guys. I think we've had a lot of really interesting information on this episode. You know, a lot of speculation, which has been fun, and neat ideas. I think it's always cool to hear what other people think the game could be like, because that's all we got right now. You know, all we got is our imagination. So it makes it fun, I guess, if we're looking at the glass half full, right? But Niantic, if you watch this, we do want information. Imagination is great, but some information would be better.
Please.
Yes. Yeah, we want Wizards Unite for sure.
I'm your.
Awesome. Yeah, definitely. Well, cool, guys. Thanks for being on the call. And we are looking forward to seeing you next time. We'll bring you a great episode coming up here in a couple, I think about a week, we're going to have another episode. It's going to be awesome. There's going to be a fun group of people. So check that one out as well. And we'll see you next time. Thanks, guys.
Nox. Bye.
Nox, yeah.
Mischief managed.